Hello and welcome to Nigeria Daily. I am Daniel Oluwole. In the wake of heatwave experienced in different parts of Nigeria, many people have been searching for possible measures for survival. Meanwhile, focus is turned to schools as pupils and students are resuming to mostly very populated and not so ventilated classrooms. How can we protect these school children? Are the parents doing enough to help ease the situation for their children before sending them to school? Some of them speak with us.
So the health/safety measures I am taking to ensure that this heat wave does not affect my child is, thank God he drinks a lot of liquid. So I try as much as possible to make sure he drinks a lot of water. And I always wear him light clothing. So to ensure that he does not sweat a lot. And thank God the school are also cooperating with us. They always have the school AC on. If there's no light, they put on the gen that can carry the fan. So as much as possible, the parents are also working with the teachers to ensure that our child's health are properly taken care of. So I think basically that's just it. For me, I make sure my child has a lot of water that he can drink because of the heat, and he wears light clothing in order not to sweat a lot.
Good afternoon. My name is Gani Atbelo. I'm a mother of two, a boy and a girl. I would like to talk briefly on the little measures I have been taking so far since school resume, to ensure that the effects of this climate change is not too much on the kids, because honestly, it's not been easy, coupled with the fact that the power holding company has not really been doing well. So what I actually do is I try as much as possible to make sure that they drink lots of water. And since school resume now, I make sure I put the water in the freezer overnight to ensure that it's cold. So by the time they'll be taking it during break time, it's still okay for them to curtail the effects of the heat on them. And also wear them breathable singlets, like cotton-like singlets that is breathable, that can absorb heat and allow air penetrate to their body. And as soon as they return from school, I make sure they go to the bathroom to take a cold bath. Very, very important, very necessary. Even before going to bed, they also take cold baths to reduce the effects of the heat.
The weather is really not favorable for children to resume school now, but what do we do with the curriculum? That's how it should be. Well, as they resume school, I make sure they wear light clothes. I apply a lot of dusting powder to their body so they won't have rashes. And I make sure they wear everything light, not too much clothes on their body.
Those were some parents speaking on some health measures they are taking to ensure that children remain healthy. What plans are school proprietors and teachers taking to ensure the classrooms are bearable and conducive for these students?
Miss Oluchi Eze, I'm the head teacher of Saseka Ribi School. Okay, we resumed today. And since we noticed some of our ACs are not working as they should, we introduced standing fans to the classes. We also have water available in our dispenser. Yes, ma'am. Our classes are not congested even before this. Our classes are very spacious, and we do not have more than 20 scholars in a class. Yes, ma'am. We also have our windows for cross ventilation. Yes, ma'am. The classes that have curtains are being opened. We don't close the curtains. We don't draw them over this period because of the heat. Yes, ma'am.
What other health measures are you taking to ensure they are healthy?
We already have a thermometer in the school. We have a first aid box. We are advised before now, because an advice already come in before now. So we will get ORS and put in our first aid bus too. Not really inside our first aid bus, we just make it available for oral rehydration.
It is good eating that in my school, the classrooms are well ventilated. By this, I mean each classroom has at least 2 pairs of windows, and so there is enough air. But there is something I always tell my nannies to make sure they clean the classes regularly, because personally, I have observed that whenever the class is cleaned, it is usually cooler. And then I've also encouraged my teachers that every day they should tell these pupils and students on the assembly ground, they should keep telling them that they should stop wearing heavy clothes or thick clothes, because the weather is not conducive for it. Due to the hotness of the weather, all they need now is light clothes. I cannot really say much for the fan, because lately we've not been having light and we cannot afford to turn on the generator for them every day.
The first thing I would say is provision of air conditioner for the classrooms. Well, probably not us as the luxury of doing that. Then secondly, I'll say being flexible with the schools about uniform. Some schools made it mandatory for students to wear blazers and all that. Now is the time to be flexible or consider effective learning. They have to, the students should wear light uniform, light school uniform, rather than this, their normal looking so official or looking so smart kind of uniform.
Those were the voices of a school proprietor and teachers. What could really be the impact of this heat wave? After the break, we'll find out. Stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Media Trust. In this episode, we are talking about possible measures Nigerian schools and students could take to survive this heat wave. Before we went on break, parents told us what they are doing to make sure their children remain safe. It is said that heat could make one unnecessarily angry. It could also lead to environmental and economic risk. Infants, children, pregnant women, and elderly are especially vulnerable to heat wave. What is the cause of heat wave? A climate expert explains.
My name is Yusuf Idris Amoke, the Special Assistant to the Governor of Kaduna State on climate change. From February up to date, you can see how hot the weather is. The people that are working under the sun are actually being affected terribly. So that is why we're calling on people that we should be conscious of cutting down trees. We should try by all means, if it becomes mandatory to cut down a tree, you should try to plant 3, 4, or 5 other trees, so that if one does not survive, the other will survive, and it will actually replenish that one that you've cut down.
Okay. So what preventive measures could you highlight to our listeners out there to be able to adhere with?
Yeah, okay. You know, everyone has his role to play. The government has its own to play, and the people have their own role to play. The government is providing the enabling policies. Like, for instance, you find a compound where there are 6 flats or 6 rooms, and every flat is using a generator. Mm. A generator to power something that just one generator can do. So if they can contribute money to buy fuel, they are now reducing the using of 5 other generators while they use just one. Mm. So the emission that those 5 will give out is now reduced. So we are now reducing our contribution to this heat that we are facing. And it's not just the heat, the rains are coming.
As a climate change expert, what do you think schools or pupils could do to cope with this kind of heat wave?
We actually encourage schools and parents to try to see that they provide these kids with water bottles when they are leaving their homes, so that they can be taking this water regularly. And also in schools, these schools should also try to guide these children, most especially the pupils in primary school. They should also always guide them and encourage them to take water, not necessarily during the break. Because these kids, they only take water when they are thirsty. Mm. They don't know that they need to take this water regularly. So teachers in schools, proprietors, school owners need to make it a mandatory that after a certain period, maybe 3, 4, 5 hours, 4 hours, even if the classes is going on, they should pause and the children should take water. Mm. And they should also provide water points where these children can access water easily and quickly. So these are measures they can take. And also the schools that you see that they don't have much ventilation, or the children, pupils are much in a class,
mm.
they can actually divide these children into two and allow half to take their classes. And after then, the other half can also come in to take their classes just to have ventilation. Because once they are jam-packed, there is tendency of, you know, spreading of diseases, you know, like tuberculosis and the rest of them, you know. So that's why we are encouraging teachers and schools.
That was Yusuf Idris, a climate expert. Which schools in Nigeria are mostly affected by the current heat wave? An environmental analyst tells us more.
My name is Ibrahim Ayakubu. I work with a team of scientists based on the research which related to many fields related to environment, climate, journalism. Well, following the recent reports, and then since last week, we've been deliberating, looking at the way, because we view the report in a very positive way and negative way. Two things emerge there. We identify so many schools in northern Nigeria, which you have this Almajiri school. You normally have a large number of students who normally have, even where they sleep, sometimes they don't have that normal respiratory system of, say, have a cross ventilator in their room. So I look at, firstly, we look at the impact is going to be both on the Almajiri school, where you have large number of students, where they read is congested, mm-hmm. where they sleep is congested. And then also I look at boarding schools in Nigeria, most especially we have so many boarding schools. The university, they have their own. The polytechnic, they have their own. Monotechnics also have their own. So all these boarding schools, we look at also, even in the polytechnic, monotechnic university, you find large number of students in the class, compacted over 100. So there is conjunction of human being, and then cross ventilation is very limited. So we look at the impact of this report in the schools whereby we normally have a large number of students coming to study. So this is a big phenomenon to which is a threat to human. And then we look at this need definitely to come on board, which involve emphasizing on coming up with new strategies to highlighting the dangers, much especially if you look at the young children, because that's where the whole problem burdens lie on.
So as someone who deals with environment, you know what is happening, both local, national, international level. What do you think could be done to prevent all these things, for these students to be healthy?
Well, from what we identify, we have so many line of activities which we feel is going to help in the curtailing these issues. Because firstly, we look at if there is a need for the school to have more advantage of opening more chances to say, for example, reduce the number of students. For say, if we're talking about the congestion now, a class supposed to have not more than 50 students, then you can divide the class into two. If you have like maximum of 100 students, you can divide it, some in the morning, some in the afternoon. You can meet up with the classes. It's just a matter of arranging the classes of the student. Some rich children class, they don't have this problem, because if you go to their classes, you have enough cross ventilator windows then, and they also have a steady electricity light where they have a fan, ceiling fan, and a normal standing fan where there is a fan blowing them. But the bottom line of this problem lies on the ordinary, that the poor children's school, whereby we are suggesting that there is need to firstly reduce the number of students by creating another time, like say, for example, morning, afternoon, and even if you can create an evening classes for them to meet up with the lesson plan, that is one. Secondly, we come up with the plan looking at there is a need to also have a provision of electricity in most of these schools there. Even if it's the Almajiri school, they need light. They need light in such a way to provide them with a ceiling fan. And then thirdly, we said that there should be a cross ventilator.
That was Ibrahim Yakubu, an environmental analyst. God bless Nigeria. And this is where we wrap up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices were heard on the show, we say a very big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Media Trust production. You can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, or even listening on radio stations close to you. You can also listen or download the podcast by searching for Nigeria Daily on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or TuneIn Radio. For sponsorship or advert placement, call us on 081-055-737-35. If you have questions or comments, send us a message via WhatsApp on 081-055-737-35. I am Daniel Oluwole. Bye for now.